Welcome to evening prayer this Tuesday, 27th October. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. O God, will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us salvation. Truly, his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before him and direct his steps in the way. We say the opening prayer. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, so we pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. We read from Psalm 134. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. You that by night stand in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands towards the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, give you blessing out of Zion, and bless the Lord, O my soul. Guard all your household, Lord, through the dark night of faith, and purify the hearts of those who wait on you, until your kingdom dawns with the rise of your Son, Christ, the morning star. We take another reading from Psalm 135. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Alleluia, praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, you servants of Lord. You stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Make music to his name, for this is lovely. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and the Israelites for his own possession. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. The Lord does whatever he pleases in heaven and on earth, in the seas and in all depths. He brings up the clouds from the ends of the earth, and he makes lightning with the rain, and he brings the wind of his treasuries. We praise the Lord, for his Lord is good. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, upon the Pharaoh and all his servants. He smote many nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He gave their land as a heritage for Israel people. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Your name, O Lord, endures forever and shall be remembered through all our generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. The idols of all the nations are but silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouth but cannot speak, and they have eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but they cannot hear, neither is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them shall become like them, and so will all put their trust in them. So praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Wise and gracious God, save us from the idols of our hearts, and keep us in your living presence. that we may become a people for your praise and in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We say together, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be ever, forever. Amen. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the path of your commandment, that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Let us pray. Prayer source from St. Leonard's Church. God of compassion, be close to those who are ill, those that are afraid, and those in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation, and in their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. Through him who suffered alone on the cross, but he reigns with you in glory, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. It's a prayer by Dick Woodwork. He says, God, teach us what it means to have faith in silence. When we face trials that are beyond our understanding, please help us find peace. Lord, help me be joyful in hope. Help me be patient in affliction and be faithful in your prayer. You set all things in accordance to your time. Please remind us to wait patiently and find peace in your plan. Amen. Our Father, let us pray in confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, allow be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit may be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.